Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of Things I Care About. And I know that in the last episode I said I was going to talk about Mars again, but I am not, because I had totally forgotten about the new Apple thingy launch, the iPad. So yeah, that's as priority today. So yeah, because anything that Apple launches is such a big deal nowadays. They are well, Steve Jobs said on the presentation of the iPad that they just sold their 250 million iPods. So that's how big Apple is, and everything Apple does, it's huge. And he also talked about the revenue of the company, that is now the biggest company in terms of revenue of all the companies that sell mobile devices, like Sony and Samsung and Nokia. Yeah, they trump them all. I think it's $2.5 billion of revenue, which is just crazy. So yeah, that's why they have dibs on the team today. About the thing itself, the iPad. Oh my god, why were people so excited about this is the only thing I can't understand. I understand why they were, but they must be pretty sad about it. I actually, I'm expecting to, I am anxious to see the a video podcast. I think I mentioned it before, it's the Dignation video podcast. They are great geeks, and they were very excited about the iPad, and I'm so excited to see them so sad, because they must be so sad. The iPad is a huge iPhone, but without the ability to make calls. It's just, it looks stupid. It looks like hormone unbalanced iPhone. It's got huge during its teen years. So yeah, that's bad just to start. I mean, they wanted it big, okay, but at least make it look cool. Don't make it look like the same product you already have, just the daddy of that of the iPhone. And yeah, same limitations. It doesn't even have a camera, so you cannot use it for video calls, no video conference at all. There's not a camera on it. That's pretty stupid. They must be thinking to offer it in the future, of course, in another edition of this thing. So yeah, it's an iPhone that you can't make calls on it, you can't take pictures, you can't shoot videos, you cannot multitask. The iPad runs one thing at a time and one thing only. It does not have a flash, again. You can't run anything with flash on it. Which means, it was a very funny thing. If you see Steve Jobs' presentation, You can actually see that when he goes to the, I think it's the New York Times webpage, you can see right in the middle of the page the icon saying that the browser does not have Flash installed. So yeah, that's a very, very good page, well chosen page to go during the presentation. Just aim right at the, well, at the flaws of the thing. And it's ridiculously expensive. The cheaper version is $500, but that is with 16 gigabytes of memory, so, and without 3G. No 3G antenna, so yeah, you can use it or without internet or at home. And 16 gigs, gigabytes, is it gigs? I don't know. What am I saying? 16 gigabytes of memory, well, that's an iPod. That's what an iPod has. And when you want to make it something that you can, well, watch movies in, like Steve Jobs demonstrated on the presentation. He aired the clip of Star Trek and a little bit of Up. Yeah, 16, it's not that much. I mean, that's very limited. So yeah, they have it at 1500, but no one's gonna buy that. No one's gonna buy that version. I mean, people wanted more memory, and they certainly need 3G. No one would buy this to use just with wireless. If you want to use it, and so 3G puts, I think it's $200 more, and the increased memory is more $100 to make it 32, and more $100 to make it 64. So when you look at the price, 500, yeah, that seems, well, it doesn't seem cheap, but especially for something that is not that useful. At least I think it's not. And it looks more, it looks cheaper than the predictions that were about $1,000. But again, you will not, if you want one of these, you will not get the $500. I'm not sure how many they will sell for $500, but not many. And if they do, well, people that buy them are crazy, because you need the 3G and you need more than that memory. So it's weird. It's just weird that no camera? Come on, everything has a camera on now. Why? Yeah, they showed a million things that you can do with images. You can even use the thing as a, I don't know, a slideshow, and then put it on a little stand they have that charge it, and it at the same time it screened the pictures. So yeah, but you cannot take pictures with it. There is no camera. You cannot make a video call. You cannot make a voice call, which is more serious. You cannot use Flash. What can you do? Well, you can see videos like in an iPod. You can hear music like in an iPod. You can see photos like in an iPod. You can go to the web like in an iPod. You can use apps like in an iPod. So you own a giant iPod. There's nothing else I can say about that. It's just that clear. It's an iPod. An iPod with gigantism. That's just what I can say about it. And so I think I will stop for here. There's nothing more to say about it. Will I buy it? No, no way in hell. No way in hell. I like my laptop a lot, so, and I have absolutely no use for that. Why would I need it to? I would have to carry my laptop the same way, because I need to use things I cannot do there. I would have to carry my cell phone anyway. I would have to carry probably my iPod anyway, because yeah, it's smaller, it fits on my pocket. That huge thing does not. So yeah, useful it is if you don't own an iPod and a cell phone, which everybody does. So yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it, and it's as bad as the number of times Steve Jobs says it's great or it's amazing, or it started being funny at some point when he started to make slideshows, and it was like he was describing it like if it was the first slideshow in the history of mankind. It's amazing. It's just beautiful. It's a freaking slideshow with pictures. Yeah, Windows invented that, and that is my door ringing. So stop. Well, that was a fun interruption. And no, sir, I do not want to change my cable provider. Yeah, that's what the door was. What was I talking about? The iPad? Well, I guess I'm done with that. It's bad. I'm not going to buy it. So, okay, go by the blog. There is a very... It's an old video, but it was just made actual again. I think it's from MadTV, and it's about the iPad, and it's from... Yeah, just guess this. It's from 2006. That's right. A video from MadTV from 2006 just got actual again. It's about the iPad. Yeah, 2006. The guys were visionaries. So go by the blog. The address is Tikapod. .site.vu, that is TICAPOD .site.vu, and that's all for now and for today. Tomorrow, I promise, I will talk about the about Mars, as I said I would, and okay, that's all till tomorrow.